Hi, this is Bob Fitrakis, ghostly lit, because we may all be dying here in Ohio, the virus and the nuke scandal. So today on the other side of the news, I'm going to talk to John Scales Avery, one of my favorite men of peace worldwide, involved with winning a Nobel Peace Prize, a group he's associated with, but also a great scientist who is an expert on entropy and systems decaying. And speaking of an expert of systems decaying, particularly nuclear systems, we've got Harvey Wasserman, who's going to explain to us what's his boy Rep Householders up to. How in the heck is that the largest bribe in the history of the environment? This is Bob Fitrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
Death and hatred to mankind. Wash my hands. Oh, Lord, yeah.
John Scales Avery.
Hello, Bob.
Hi. Good to talk to you again. One of the worlds, I know it's been tough with the lockdown and technology, but not only are you one of the great men of peace and social justice in the world, you're one of the great scientists, and I know you write a lot about entropy. I'm living in the United States, and I just saw, 1,000 armed people at the Capitol at a protest because they don't want to wear masks. Is the U.S. system, is it at risk of unraveling?
Well, Bob, I think that the United States now is at a very critical point in its history. The country is very deeply divided. And I think that Trump is the most dangerous president that the United States has ever had.
Okay, why specifically do you say that? I agree to you. What is it that makes him so dangerous? Is it because he won't say he'll even leave office if he loses? Or is it everything he says?
Well, it's a combination of things. I think you may be aware that he, according to the testimony of one of his wives, he kept a copy of Hitler's speeches beside his bedside and studied them carefully. And he imitates Hitler in his rhetoric. And in his case, it's not the Jews who are the enemy, but immigrants and people of color. But the message is really the same. It's a very dangerous and divisive message. And we can recall that Hitler came to power legally, but retained power by illegal methods. And the same may be true of Trump. He recently has mobilized unidentified federal forces in unmarked vehicles in Portland. There's a threat that he may use unconstitutional methods such as this to retain power illegally, even if he's defeated in the election. And as for the election, certainly the Democratic Party will win heavily if it's a fair election, but the Republicans are doing everything in their power to make it unfair, especially sabotaging the post office so that vote by mail will not be possible in the middle of the pandemic, and also gerrymandering districts where they know that Democratic voters are strong. So it's a very critical moment in U.S. history, and one is really reminded of the fascist takeover in the 1930s. It's a very worrying situation. But there are many, many good people in the United States and many progressives. I hope, in fact, that Joe Biden will choose Elizabeth Warren as his running mate and in that way unite the progressives behind him, because it's essential to defeat Donald Trump.
You've alluded to the 1930s, so I'm wondering where are we? When I went to this rally and saw these armed right wingers, including some that had pins that said a right wing death squads, RWDS, is the U.S. under Trump at risk of a civil war or authoritarianism?
Well, no, Bob, you mentioned the 1930s. There were two fascists, or three if you count Franco, and Mussolini was the other one besides Hitler. And Mussolini defined fascism as corporatism, as a rule by the corporations. And I think that in the United States today, corporations have far more power than they ought to have. And in fact, the military-industrial complex has a great deal of power. We noticed recently that many Democrats defeated a motion to reduce the enormous, I would say even obscene, size of the Pentagon's budget for foreign wars because of the power of the industrial military complex, even over the Democratic Party. And the corporations also control the major news media. It's a very worrying situation that began before Trump. But Trump is far more dangerous than any previous president. And I feel that one of the aspects of the danger is his climate change denial. You know, we have only a very short time to act and the extraction and use of fossil fuels. If we don't do that quickly, we will initiate feedback loops which will take hold, and if they do so, it may make human efforts to avoid catastrophic climate change useless. Although the worst effects of climate change lie in the distant future, there's a danger that many parts of the Earth would become uninhabitable, and a very large extinction event could take place, perhaps even comparable to the Permian-Triassic extinction event. We really need to get Trump out of office, not only because he is a dangerous neo-fascist, but also because of climate change denial and his support of the fossil fuel industries.
I'm speaking with John Scales Avery, one of the world's leading scientists. It looks like the connection may have been cut off.
Yeah, we did lose him.
Okay, let me go over his bio and hope he calls back. John Scales Avery, born to Lebanese American parents, one of the world's leading theoretical chemists, and has published extensively in the area of quantum chemistry. But he's also published numerous times on the issues of evolution, history of science, and the issues involving entropy in the world and the universe and systems tending randomly towards disorder, right? The second law of thermodynamics. which I thought made him a great candidate for this show. One of the reasons I wanted him on the other side of the news. He also worked for the World Health Organization. He was a technical advisor to the World Health Organization. So I wanted to get a feel. He's teaching in Denmark out of Copenhagen right now, but he's writing incredible stuff and is incredibly vital for being 87 years old, and he writes at freepress.org. So again, John Scales Avery, check him out on the freepress.org.
This is The Other Side of the News, streaming to you from the Indie Media Studios of the Free Press Network on YouTube, but also available online at WGRN.org. Plus, listen to us on Columbus, Ohio's two volunteer-run low-power FM radio stations, Friday at 5:30 p.m. on 94.1 FM, The Green Renaissance, and rebroadcasted Mondays at 4:30 p.m. on WCRS, the community radio
station,
both 92.7 and 98.3 FM.
Well, it's rare that we meet under such auspicious circumstances. Whoever that guy in the FBI is who tracked down the bribery case, man, he should get a Nobel Prize.
But think about this. You set up a 501c4. So Citizens United says you can put in unlimited money, right? You don't have to disclose, but you can't steal it. They made everything but bribery legal, right?
Right. No, it's astounding. And you got to know that there are two other nuclear scandals like this going on simultaneously. In Illinois, the Speaker of the House, who's a Democrat, is basically being indicted for the same thing, more or less. I don't think he got $60 million, but it's the same a pay-to-play thing for the nuclear power industry. And in South Carolina, the former head of the utility that blew, billions of dollars on two nuclear reactors that aren't going to be finished at VC Summer, he pleaded guilty to all sorts of corruption. So you got three nuclear scandals, but I'm getting email from all over the country. Everybody loves this householder thing. It's unbelievable. And we read today, Bob, that householder doesn't want to resign.
There's some TVs that need shooting. this is what he's most famous for prior to this, is getting out his gun and shooting up some big screen TVs.
Well, him and Elvis, but it's like, I don't know, you saw the movie Elvis and Nixon. It begins with Elvis shooting TVs because he hates hippies.
But in defense of Elvis, he only liked to shoot TVs when Robert Goulet was on, who he thought was completely talentless. And I think Elvis had Elvis could sing. Elvis had pipes, but Robert Goulet?
Yeah, right. Well, that was Elvis's version of being a music reviewer. He didn't like what he's hearing his show. Good thing he didn't shoot Robert Goulet. That would have ended his career even earlier. But this thing with householder, I think what we have to do in this state, we're getting all sorts of calls now to repeal HB6, the bailout that First Energy bought with all these bribes. And you gotta remember, that was not a popular bailout.
Most of the Republicans hated it, right?
Yeah.
Oil and gas hated it, for God's sake. It was the weirdest coalition ever.
Yeah, and then they showed a clip on Spectrum of a black state legislator who spoke against the bailout, then got a ton of money and voted for it. And she's a Democrat, and it wouldn't have passed either house without Democrats. So this is going to be really, really ugly. So I think our primary call should not be just to repeal HB6, but to demand that we get a statewide vote. And if the ratepayers are going to be forced to pay this money, we should have a say in it. And we'll see. DeWine has come out and said that householders should resign. But on the other hand, he wants the bailout left in place. And it was his administration that sabotaged the referendum meant to repeal the bailout. His Secretary of State is the one who sat on the thing for 36 days, for God's sakes. And then they let these thugs, these blockers come in and physically assault signature gatherers, and the state never said a word about it. So if DeWine wants to be Mr. Moderate here and call for householder to resign, which is an easy call, but then turn around and say, don't repeal the bailout, that's ridiculous. If we're going to have this insane bailout, the state should vote on it. And I guarantee you, the state will turn it down. I mean, big time.
You're listening to Harvey Wasserman on WGRN 94.1. Also, there's a little link on the bottom. Make sure, please click that and share our video. You'll get to see Harvey talking about his old friend, Representative Householder. Also, we're streaming live.
With all fairness, Bob, we just used to call him House.
House. Because
I'll leave it at that.
Oh, so.
But anyway,
now,
no.
How deep is that? How, you know, there's got to be money floating around everywhere. Did you get any?
He must have bribed. How many people can you bribe with $60 million? I mean, according to the report I read or saw on TV on Spectrum, whose piece had been very good, by the way, they said that David Leland took money, the Democrat, former chair of the Democratic Party of Ohio. Then he voted against
it. Rep from Clintonville. I know David quite well. I've always, you know, always thought of him as a progressive, you know, one of the.
He took money from First Energy, but then he voted against them. I kind of like that, actually. You know, take a bribe and then stiff them. So, you know, we'll see. But there's miles to go on this. And I just hope that people don't limit the demand to repeal of HB6. It's got to be put to a statewide vote. That's our line, you know. Don't just repeal it. If they want to try and bail out these two nuclear plants, we should have the state should vote on it, period.
Well, no. You can't see it, but the other paper in town actually says that Mike DeWine is now calling for the repeal of HB6.
Well, but he's supporting the
says, bailout. I don't know if you agree with him. At a Thursday press conference, DeWine again called for a general repeal. He said it was tarnish. So he didn't originally do it. He now, and I don't know what's going on, he now is calling for a repeal.
Well, that would be great. They should repeal it. And and then if they want this bailout, they should have a referendum on it. And we'll win about 4-1 is my guess. You know, but I don't think they'll, this is a situation that's really unpredictable. We don't know what's going to happen. And we don't know what's going to happen.
How do you get it passed in the first place? It's like, hi, we're going to give $1 billion to a non-competitive, obsolete, dangerous
nuclear
industry. Yeah. And not only that, we're going to bail out a dirty coal plant in Indiana, too.
Well, I'll tell you exactly how you get it through the legislature. You hand the Speaker of the House $60 million for bribes. I mean, you know, pretty clear, right? And they did the same thing in Illinois. And they did the same thing in South Carolina. And we're going to find they did the same thing in Georgia, where two reactors are still under construction. They're up to $30 billion, these two reactors in Georgia. They're still not finished. And I guarantee you there's a Larry Householder in Georgia, if we still have an FBI, you know, is going to be indicted eventually. So this is a pandemic in the nuclear power industry. And I love that Householder doesn't want to resign. I mean, really, you know, he's just saying, look, Trump is president. This is how we do business, you know.
Well, he's got a little money left. He wants to enjoy
it. Yeah, right.
He's got to hold on to power.
Well, he ain't gonna be ready.
Did you see he had tax problems in Florida? But a lot of people that make $70,000 a year have houses in Naples and
large
houses.
Right.
I mean, he was living large, so to speak, Harvey.
Well, Well, that's why we call him House. You know, and then here I'm wearing a shirt commemorating his buddy Stone. You know,
Roger Stone.
Yeah, Roger Stone. There you go.
Now, what's the real story?
To explain, I got this shirt that says Stone on it at a discount at Woodstock because it was a typographical error. So there you go.
So it's not your homage to Roger Stone,
no,
who of course first came to national news as a swinger and had to resign from the Bob Dole campaign.
Well, you know, we know what a wild, crazy guy Bob Dole was. So, but this is just really astounding. I mean, we were pretty depressed about this situation with HB6, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this pops up. I mean, it's fantastic, and we're going to see if Larry Householder can get away with stonewalling. I'm sure he's got a petition into Trump to get pardoned already. So, you know, who knows? And Trump, by the way, you got to remember, Trump lobbied for HB6. He called five legislators, Republicans, to vote for HB6. So he's not out of the woods here. I'm sure he took some bribe money.
Well, either that or he just wanted to use the plants for money laundering. Did you see the story? They were referring to First Energy as the bank. They were referring to the company. I mean, it's moving money directly, you know, into their accounts. It's moving it into the 501c4.
I'm sure much of their money passes through the banks in Sicily. So, I mean, you know, no accident that this is coming out of First Energy, which has been widely reputed to be a mob operation for a long, long time, you know.
Well, historically, you know, there's been a practice of nuclear and other hazardous waste showing up in urban warehouses and out in rural farm fields. And it was always thought to be, you know, organized crime, right? Why pay the money for storing it when you can just dump it in a drainage ditch?
I'm sure if Larry Householder threatens to blow their cover, we'll find him in a spent fuel pool at some point.
You know? Or maybe he'll have to show him by taking out a few of them.
Fuel rods.
Thanks.
He'll have to swim a couple laps in the spent fuel pool.
I'd like to see that. Yeah, I mean, that would be justice.
Absolutely. So I don't know where this is going to go. But, you know, DeWine originally said that he did not want to pull HB6. Now he says he does.
He wants it done quickly.
Well, it should be done quickly. For all concerned, it'll be done quickly. And then they'll probably shut Perry and Davis Bessie because, you know, it's
insane.
Well,
they're not competitive. I mean, how do they stay in business? Losing
by
that
getting bailouts.
Yeah,
by getting bailouts.
I keep answering my own question.
Right.
How do they get a bailout? Bribery. How do they stay in business? Bribery.
Exactly. I mean, it's mind-boggling. So the other piece of the puzzle, which no one's talked about yet, is the setback clause. And this is almost as psychedelic as $60 million in bribes. In 2015... when Kasich was governor, Householder was not in the legislature at the time. The Stooges, First Energy Stooges, put into the Ohio Code a single sentence that has cost Ohio $4 billion in wind projects. There's a setback clause, and they say that a windmill has to be 1,500 feet from the road, which is insane. It's the only state in the country, there may be one other, that has any such law. There's no environmental reason for it. There's no health reason. It's just in there to stop the wind industry. And in 2015, there were $4 billion worth of approved loans for windmills in Northern Ohio. And one thing about Northern Ohio, nobody understands. We have really good wind along the North Coast. This is onshore. And it's very flat.
You know it from lake effect snow.
Yeah, and the farmers up there are desperate for these windmills. And there's one of the big differentials about Northern Ohio from other places with wind is there's transmission lines up there. You don't have to build transmission lines. It's all there. And the distances to Toledo and Akron and Cleveland and Detroit and Ashtabula are short. So it's almost perfect conditions for big time wind industry. And so you had these big corporations in the early 2010s come in there and just map out the whole place. And all these farmers are dying for these wind projects. You make a fortune, you don't have to do anything. You just plop down the windmill. It doesn't take any space at all, really. It's an acre, if that, for the footprint. I mean, you can have cows walking right up to the windmill, it doesn't matter.
And on that note, we're out of time, Harvey.
Oh, no.
Cows walking up, and of course, Larry Householder likes cows, I understand.
Yeah. Especially young female cows like Jeffrey Epstein. But we won't talk about that. Anyway.
Well, and thanks for spreading the word. And,
well, this is
and
this
get a D added to that shirt.
A D or an R. But anyway, Larry Householder, we love you, buddy, and we'll send you candy in prison.
All right. And new All right, sugar man. Daddy. All right. Thanks, Harvey.
Thank you, Bob.
Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.